Radio Zoom. Wednesday, January 5th, 2005. Happy New Year to you. I had a good one. I hope you had a good one. I hope you had a safe one. I know I had a good one, or at least I think I did, or I'm told that I did. Actually, I'm told that I had a lot of fun, a lot of good times. I don't remember some of it. I don't remember a lot of it. But it was fun. Maybe I overindulged just a tiny, tiny smidgen itsy bit. But good friends, good fun, good times, good memories to last me for a while. I'll tell you a little more about that. It's snowing. It's snowing where I live, and it is just lots and lots of snow. And it's not going to stop until sometime tomorrow morning, which would be Thursday morning-ish, which could be, you know, 3 days after said day. But they say it's only supposed to last until 6 a.m., but man, it is just coming down like no other. So I thought I'd play this song, Death Cab for Cutie, off of the photo album. The song is called I Was a Kaleidoscope, and we'll talk more about the snow and fun stuff later. Check this out. This is Radio Zoom.
Because all my filth is in alphabetical order.
Zoom.
This, for example, was under H for toy.
Radio Zoom.
When it's my moment in the sun. Oh, how beautiful I'll be. But in a normal sort of way, like I am you and you are me. That I am blessed, but every hero walks alone, thinking of more things to confess.
Off of the Moment in the Sun EP, that was Clem Snide with the song Moment in the Sun. And there's actually unlike some EPs that you're used to, that one has about 5 or 6 songs on it. Of course, there's the album version of that song that was the radio edit. If you want to hear it, you're going to have to go find it. But let's see, ClemSnide.com if you want to find out more information about those guys. That's the official website, and it hasn't been updated in a while, so I'm really keeping my fingers crossed, but they do have some MP3s, I think. There's a plural there, but I only see one, and they used to have one at mp3.com, but you go there, click on the link, and there's nothing there. But definitely a band that I do enjoy, and it's kind of fitting for, you know, times like these. I really like the lyric, you know, I think that war and hunger and death are bringing everybody down. But more so, I played it because the sun, and you can't see it, but I'm shaking my fist at the sun, even though it's nighttime right now. But man, it is snowing so much outside, and that's why I played I Was a Kaleidoscope by Death Cab for Cutie before that. And if you want to find information about those guys, deathcabforcutie.com. But yeah, I can look out my my bedroom window, and there's about a 5-inch lip outside my window, and then the snow has collected, and it goes up about 5 or 6 inches up my window, and it's covering it so that it's just, you know, it's dark. Then my window overlooks the city, and all I can see is the, you know, the orange warming glow of the snow as it's falling down on the earth right now, and it's just, it's not stopping. The winds are going to kick up, we're going to get drifting and all that fun stuff. When I pulled into the parking lot tonight, the apartment where I live at, I had to pick which drift I wanted to park in. So I kind of picked the lowest one, and then I just kind of put the car into it, backed it out, put the car back into it, backed it out. So I made some nice tracks, which hopefully will be there in the morning so I can get the car out, because my superior at the station where I work at was snowed in back where he lives, which is about 35 miles north of the town, spending a wonderful snow day with his kids. When I talked to him on the phone, he was playing with his new computer he got for Christmas, and his little kid, one of his little boys, was setting up the Monopoly board. I wish I had a snow day. That'd be awesome. That'd be outstanding. But I have to make sure I get in there tomorrow, since I'm the engineer that's closest. I can get in there and make sure everything's working all right, scooping the snow out of the satellite dish, so that way we get the feeds from all over the world and all that fun stuff. So, welcome to winter time in Iowa. It is just outstanding, phenomenal, spectacular. Don't you wish you lived here? My New Year's I spent in Lawrence, Kansas with some really great friends. Muffin was a guy that I met my freshman year in college. He grew up in Burlington, which is a town on the Mississippi. And we became really good friends. And we actually did a radio show for a while at the college radio station where I worked at, KRUI. We had a Wednesday morning show type extravaganza where we played, you know, we tried to keep things upbeat. It was on a Wednesday morning, so we called it In the Middle, and it was just, it was a good time. We had our followings, and we talked a lot about cartoons, and we had little bits and stuff that we did. Nothing, we didn't try to make anything too annoying, just had fun. And I think people that listened along had fun. And he's down in Lawrence now doing some studying, doing some fun stuff. And, well, hopefully things work out for him. But he was down there living with another former roommate of mine, and so he was having a party. He invited me, and I said that sounded like a lot of fun. And then I found out that a bunch of my other friends, Heath, Ryan, and Adam, another couple, you know, we all, Muffin, me, Ryan, Adam, and Heath, all lived together for a brief time my freshman year, and we're still pretty good friends. And some of us are married, some of us engaged, not the present company right now, but man, it was just a good party. It was a good time, and you can kind of tell by my voice is that I had a little bit of a cold going down there. I sure as hell didn't help it at all, you know, putting the toxins and stuff into my body that I did. It was a good time. Good time. Good way to ring in the new year, and I hope that you enjoyed your new year. Lawrence, Kansas is a good town. It's a good college town, KU, home of KU, University of Kansas. I just have nothing but good things to say about that trip. It was an adventure. I'll tell you that it's always an adventure when you're with those groups of people. So good times, good memories. Let's see. I wanted to tell you about this band that I'm going to play. Well, you know, I'm going to save that until after the song, because that'd be a little more fitting, don't you think? This is the Mountain Goats with the song Your Belgian Things. It's a good song for a snowy winter night. This is Radio Zoom.
The men were here to get your Belgian things. They'll store them for you in an airplane hangar. There's guys in biohazard suits, mud caking on their rubber boots. They've come to keep your pretty things from danger. The men were here to get your Belgian things. They'll spend the whole day hauling them downstairs. I shot a roll of 32 exposures. My camera groans beneath the weight it bears. I can see you in my sleep, laying the points for all your work, walking gingerly across the bruised earth. Get your Belgian things. They waltzed right through the door and went fluorescent. Their boots were black and shiny, and your treasures gleamed like stars, bones from deep down in the Fertile Crescent. The arteries are clogging in the mainframe. There's too much information in the pipes. I saw the mess you left up in the east bedroom. A tiger's never gonna change its stripes. I guess. But Jesus, what a mess. One way in, no way. Here to get your Belgian things, and only I was here to see them do it. I wish you had a number where you are. It's hard with no one here to help me through it. I can see you in my sleep, playing the points for all your work, walking gingerly across Earth.
They're called the Mountain Goats. You can find out more about them, themountaingoats.net. And that song was called Your Belgian Things. Now, I'm not going to really get into too much about them because, well, I the only reason I really know about the Mountain Goats is because of the Reverend Don Dealey, and if I were to go into the details that I think that I'm pretty sure that I know, I'm probably going to be wrong, and then he'll show up at my front door and beat me with his shoe or something. So I don't want to get anything too wrong, but I want to point you at the website because they've been around for quite a while. I almost want to say that there's some sort of Iowa connection, perhaps connected back to Ames, Iowa, which is at that other university, Big 12 school, I forget the name of it now, but you can go to the website, and the Mountain Goats, themountaingoats.net, they are a bit of a, well, it's kind of hard to say who they really are. I thought that maybe it was mostly a one-man group, and I think it pretty much is, but then he has people come in and play along in the albums and live performances and whatnot. But it's a little bit like, I don't know, I hate using this the comparison, but it's kind of Grateful Dead-ish, not in the music at all, but more so in the way that people show up with tape recorders or DAT recorders, if you want to get really high-tech, really hi-fi and make it sound good, who cares about that? They'll show up and they'll make tapes and then they'll trade them. And this guy loves that. I believe his first name is, yes, John Darnell. I knew his name was John, I just didn't know his last name. Kind of dove into this one without much thought, but I really wanted to point you at the Mountain Goats because they are hugely under-recognized group that's probably more influential than you really know. Been around since 1995. They have a slew of albums, slew of EPs, and then, like I said, there's all that stuff being traded around online and wherever of live music, little performances here and there that Darnielle's done. So I really encourage you to check that out. One thing I just want to take a moment to just kind of mention really quick is all this talk, I've listened to other folks talking about what's going on over in Indonesia, and I just want to say maybe one or two things, which is donate, please, because, I don't know anybody over there personally. I don't know anybody personally affected by this, but I think it's the right thing to do, and I think the response has been incredible. God bless Sandra Bullock for giving $1 million. Just so happens she has a movie coming out soon. Coincidence? But you never know when your time is next. Because there's so many things in the world. There are volcanoes. You know, there's Mount St. Helens in the western part of the States. There is, earthquakes. There are storms, flooding. I'm going through a snowstorm right now. Luckily, it's going to be 50 degrees next week, and most of this will probably melt away, which is a good thing. I'm happy about that. But you never know when your time is going to be next. And if you don't take a moment to just contribute, be it $5, $10, $100, $1 million. No, but it's. I think it's important because if you don't, I mean, and that's saying that if you can. I'm not saying there's probably going to be those out there that just can't afford to part with $10, can't part with $20, and I understand that. But when it comes to be your turn, Remember, if at least when you do give, you can feel good about when something's not going your way and you're getting something in return. I know one interesting story that I always remember is, post 9/11, everybody across the United States was feeling, the urge to give and to do something. My friend Todd, someone went to him and said, "Are you going to go donate blood? You going to go give blood at the hospital?" Thinking, that's what he would say. And Todd was just looked at him and said, "No." And the person was just dumbfounded. "Well, why not? How could you not give your blood?" Todd's response was just, "Because I don't wait for natural disasters to come along, I donate blood regularly." He had the ability to say that because he'd already given his two pints or whatever you want to call it. But that's the kind of things it's an odd story to kind of convey, when it comes time for you to receive the care and the need that they so desperately need. Not trying to sound like Sally Struthers here, but I think you see my point. Now, with that nice little smack of the lips, I want to go on to the next little issue of the last song that I want to play for you. So that way we can try to end things on a little bit of a good note. I've told you or mentioned about Ken Andrews before. Ken Andrews has to be one of the tops, one of the big guys up there at the top of my list in terms of people that I really enjoy that make music. But this guy doesn't only make music. He produces, he mixes, he does all sorts of things. He was in the band Failure. He's produced for Pete Yorn. That song, because it already is. A Song for Nancy. Had to think there for a moment. Other smaller bands, Blinker the Star. The other ones are slipping my mind right now. But he's in the band Year of the Rabbit. And then he also has a side project. And that's the track that I'm going to play from. This song is called Slingshot, and it's off the first On album. You can find out more at kenandrews.com. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm going to go and try and get some tea and thaw out. We'll check you later. Adios.
Tell me about your planets. Can I breathe in or should I dare? Way down beneath your clouds. Will it be dry?
Zoom Podcast is a product of the Autohertz.net web blog. Send all your thoughts and comments to john@autohertz.net. You can also check out more on the web, autohertz.net.